policy failures, we fail to impact on policymakers. Our policymakers are loosely educated. They have gotten to where they are by being schmoozers, not by being smart. Until 9/11, we had senators and congressmen bragging that they did not have a U.S. passport because nothing that happened overseas mattered to their constituents. Okay. Now, after 9/11, a lot of them still don't have a passport, and you should ask every single one of your congressmen and senators, do you have a passport? Do you study foreign affairs? Do you understand the intelligence failures? We have to educate them. We failed to win public support for intelligence. Bill Clinton let intelligence and defense run to pot, no pun intended, because he was vulnerable on the draft-dodging, pot-smoking issues. And so he got Secretary Cohen, who is an enormous mediocrity, to basically be part of the military-industrial complex and run the Pentagon into the ground. We have to understand that national intelligence is not about spies and secrecy. It's about knowing. It's about understanding. It's about spending our money properly. It's about behaving properly. Bin Laden could not have asked for a finer result out of 9/11 than the invasion of Iraq. It brought the far enemy near. We failed to impact on what we buy. When I stood up the Marine Corps Intelligence Center, the first thing I ordered was a study. First, I had to get the Marine Corps to agree on what 69 countries we thought were important. I had no particular intent when I selected 69, but a general felt uncomfortable with it. We said, okay, it's 67 countries and two island groups. he was a very prudish general. But I said, I want this study to be unclassified with unclassified findings. And one of the things we discovered was that the Navy and the Air Force are building aircraft to a standard aviation day that is warm and not humid, 65 degrees and not humid. It turns out that the real-world aviation day is 80 degrees and humid more often than not. And in six very important countries, including Afghanistan, it's over 6,000 feet in elevation, which means that all of these airplanes can carry half as much, half as far, and they can only loiter over the battlefield for 5 minutes at a time. This is not cool. Okay? Cross-country mobility. We can't move in 79% of our countries other than on the roads and bridges that are in place. And, oh, by the way, while we're busy building 97-ton artillery systems and 70-ton tanks, it turns out nobody sells a truck that weighs more than 30 tons to anyone in the third world. Why? Because the bridges can't carry them. This is what my 14-year-old would call a clue. Okay? We should not be building things that weigh more than 30 to 40 tons. Line of sight distances. We spend incredible amounts of money being able to hit a Nat's ass at 3,000 meters. Well, it turns out the Nat has to be carrying an emitter for us to hit them. But it also turns out most of the world is under 900 meters and it's covered by jungle canopy. Or it's urban, or it's mountainous. Only one quarter, six countries of the cases we looked at were actually fair. Fortunately for us in the Gulf War, they were all there. But by and large, in most of the world, you need to be able to kill things at under 900 meters under canopy, and the satellites can't help you. Okay? Our satellites can find a grapefruit, but you have to tell them where it is. Okay? That's why we couldn't find the Scuds. Ports, airheads. It turns out we can't deliver in 50% of the ports. It's too shallow. There's no turning radius. There's no pier side. So we have to go to airheads. Well, the Air Force is busy building these long-range transports that won't fit on most airports. Okay, the C-130 is still the most viable delivery system for most of the world. And then C-4, anti-internet, open. I believe that NATO and the Partners for Peace cannot afford American NATO DOD standard communications. We're going into places where we end up having to spend special forces teams with all of our secret radios. That doesn't work. We have to elevate the security of the internet to the point where anybody can play, and we can create come-as-you-are coalitions. And then OOTW assets. I'm just back from teaching at Fort Bragg, and one of the things we discussed is we desperately need a division of military police. We need a division of civil affairs officers. We need a division of open source intelligence public affairs liaison officers. We are just investing in the wrong things.